Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
All right, and as always, we're going to need our five-minute heroes, 833-822-BULL. You could text the show to 96459. And I want to welcome to the show Tara from Linwood. What's up, Tara? How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. Hopefully you're staying safe and healthy, I assume.
Yeah, so far so good on that, I guess.
All right.
How are you?
Well, yeah, I'm doing good. You know, the studio's disinfected and all is really good, right?
Good.
I got your message on Facebook, and what really grabbed my attention was, at the very top, it said, ridiculous purchase, make up or break up. So I clicked on it, and that's when I learned about the situation between Tara and her boyfriend, Evan. Tara, and you live in Linwood, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What seems to be the situation with Evan?
So with all the, like, corona stuff that's happening, right?
What's that?
Oh, right. What are those gloves on your hands right now, Fitz?
It's cold, right?
So with everything that's happening, like, his first reaction was to go out and buy a brand new television set and, like, every single subscription service you can imagine. Like, not just, well, we already had Netflix, but, like, Hulu, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, HBO Go, Showtime, but things I'd never heard of. Like, have you heard of Acorn? I didn't even know that was a thing.
Is it All Squirrels All Day Long?
I'm going to check this out.
I haven't watched it yet, but if it is, maybe I'll rethink it because that sounds fun. But yeah, he's spending like a crazy amount of money, and I'm a server, so I'm out of work right now. And
I'm so sorry about that, like, by the way.
Thanks, yeah. But yeah, so he's the only one bringing in money, and he's very like, oh, it'll be fine. Everything will be back up in a few weeks, and you'll have a job back, and my job's not going anywhere. But, like, we have no idea where this is all going, and it feels like making these big, reckless purchases is not the way to get us through this if it's going to last a while.
And so you have asked him, like, why are you getting all of these services, and what is his response?
He's just like, well, we need them. This way we can both watch whatever we want because now we have two TVs.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, two TVs.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, you know he's on hold. He's hearing every bit of this right now. And I do want to say one more time, reemphasize that Tara and Evan from Linwood, they have voluntarily decided to come on the show today, and they're really looking for your advice. And I'm not going to say the dollar amount because, believe it or not, it really is pretty high. I can't believe. I mean, Drew, give me a little guesstimate. Like all the, according to her Facebook message, BritBox, Acorn, Sundance, Amazon, HBO Now, Disney Plus, like per month or whatever. What does that run to?
They're running between $15 and $20 a month each. So
okay.
you're at almost what, $200?
Yeah,
maybe more with all the fees.
Could be more.
Yeah.
Even with
bundles. That's a lot. That's a huge bill.
Mm-hmm. Plus the cost of the TV he bought.
Right.
Okay, so listen, Tara, you know there's two sides to every story. Evan has heard all this. How heated have things gotten, you know, like, as far as words between you?
He doesn't want to talk about it. So it hasn't gotten that heated because it's usually just like I try and bring it up, and then he's like, oh, no, babe, wait, look, watch this show with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the middle of this. Stop.
You know? All right, well, you know there's two sides to every story. I want to welcome to the show right now Evan from Linwood. What's up, Evan? How are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
I'm good. I bet you're doing okay. You got a lot of things to watch.
We're tuned in.
All right. So first of all, I guess, you know, a lot of text messages coming in. People are saying, what's up with all of the streaming services? Like, don't you, you know, only need one or two? Why all of them? Do you really have, I mean, you know, that amount of time to watch all this stuff?
Well, we do now. We're kind of, you know, shut-ins from here on in. Who knows how long it's going to last? you know?
Right.
So
exactly.
We didn't have a 4K TV. I got one of those, and we got great shows to watch. I mean, there's so much content.
Yeah, but didn't you already had a television at your place, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even 4K. You guys watch stuff on 4K? Great.
I can't afford a 4K TV.
Yeah. You know, Evan, you screwed up with it. When the looting starts in a few weeks, you could have got that TV for free.
True.
Sorry. I mean, but, yeah. We can't go out. I mean, she's not even working because of the restaurant situation. I mean, we're going to be around together a lot. I know there's some great shows. These British shows are great.
Have you seen The Mandalorian yet?
Oh, come on. Right. Come on.
My bad.
This is more important than that. We're trying to fix the relationship.
My bad.
And we'll watch them together or not. I mean, she could watch her own things. You can watch it on an iPad if you want. Once you get these services.
Evan, I'm kind of sensing that Tara feels a little upset because here you are. You guys are, you know, spending a lot more time around each other as you're self-isolating. And I think she feels that you want to be separated from her even in your own place more now than ever. And I think that's kind of where this is coming from with her.
Well, it does give us a chance to do stuff on our own, too, I think. I think we have different tastes in some ways. I mean, not in a bad way, but, you know, let's say we were reading books. We would isolate from each other even worse doing that, but you still need to get off in your own world a little bit from each other. I mean, geez, how much conversation can we have about the end of the world?
I mean, I don't know if we're there yet, but I think the fun part about being in a relationship is, you know, maybe spending time with each other, right? Rubbing our feet every now and then.
Well, rub our feet while we watch a great British cop show, you know?
Okay, well, then we could watch it together. We don't need 1,000 streaming services. I didn't want to bring this up, but, like, Fitz, we couldn't even pay our phone bill last month.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That wasn't
and
normal.
And I was working part of the month.
We had a couple of car things come up that, you know, kind of buried us, but that wasn't our normal financial situation.
Well,
I figured it out. I looked at it. It's a good place for us to spend money. It'll entertain us and let us, you know, escape.
Do you really think when you're trying to, you know, maybe make car payments and pay your phone bill that it's a good idea to have, like, 7 streaming services?
Oh.
We'll do fine. We'll be fine, okay? That's our problem, my problem. I got this to bring us together so we can enjoy something together. I think it'd be worse if we were both reading our own books, fantasizing on our own, rather than watching things together. So,
yeah, I mean,
I don't see anything wrong with it.
So, you spent your own money on this TV and the apps, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like I robbed her savings. It's money we've been jointly carrying, you know. It's our joint account.
Yeah,
I certainly wasn't sneaking behind her back, gambling or something.
There's definitely two issues here because we started on the money, but I think there's probably more important to Tara that the time. She wants to do stuff with you, not just watch stuff.
All right, listen, we have a therapist in Renton, as you know, and he would absolutely love to chat with you. 2 free sessions, and if you'd like his number, I'm going to put you on hold. Definitely connect you with him, and there's also a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages coming in right now to 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. Tara and Evan, I appreciate your time. I really do.
All right, guys. My intentions were good.
A lot of text coming in. Again, to 96459, 833-822-BULL. All right, Drew, get some of these text messages real quick.
Give them the Dave Ramsey talk.
What exactly is the Dave Ramsey talk?
Dave Ramsey, the Dave Ramsey talk is basically like you put a little bit away and you break out your little envelopes and it's sort of a cash. I wonder if he's updated for the cashless world that we live in now.
Right.
But he's like you settle it away and you pay the most important bill first and you negotiate with your bill payers.
I don't know exactly what his plan is, but he seems like I've read a lot of success stories from people who use that Dave Ramsey program.
Oh, yeah. Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman both, they have great track record if you follow what they say.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that these two are going down that path.
Yeah. There is a she needs to dump his butt right here.
Yeah.
That's pretty extreme.
Somebody says they need an emergency safety fund from 509. Well, yeah, but especially right now, not everybody has that emergency safety fund.
Right.
Or has the ability to save.
And
it's tough times for a lot of folks right now.
You do have one, it goes fast.
Yeah.
What were some of the shows that he was watching?
I've never heard of the service
Acorn.
Acorn, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask him a bunch about British shows because I love British shows. So I didn't even know that service
you
existed.
You like British shows?
I love British
shows.
Dude,
we should watch Doctor Who sometime.
Not that British show.
Yeah. All right. Now, looking at these numbers, percentage-wise, what's everybody saying? Makeup or breakup here with Mr. Streaming?
Well, we're marginally over the breakup line. We're 57% breakup. Okay. I think we can probably bring that back into the makeup side.
Okay.
With a little bit of work.
All right. A little bit of work?
Yeah, I don't think they were that far broken.
All right. It's Fitz in the morning.